Tung from Noodlies joins me. Good morning.
Happy eating, Nick.
Happy eating to you too. Now, what are we talking about today, food-wise? Because I've got to say, it's been too long since we spoke. My gastronomic adventures have been very dull in the last couple of weeks.
Well, let's keep it accessible, shall we?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if you or your listeners have kind of noticed, but in the CBD, there seems to be a plethora of Vietnamese places opening up. And they're literally... Vietnamese is the next kind of...
The next
food
wave.
Rash, yeah. That's coming through Sydney. So it's basically what's happened is the Ma and Pa have got really a bit excited, and so they're getting outside of the Cabramatta, Bankstown sort of concentration
area.
And then they've gone into the city because you can charge more, basically, for cooking the same food. You might pay a bit more rent. But let me tell you that there's a quirky thing that your listeners might notice, and the phenomenon actually happens right across the road from the studio.
Okay.
Just about every Vietnamese restaurant pays homage to mother. So if you look across the road, it's called Pho Mum Mum. I'm staying neutral about the place across the road.
All right, cool. We won't go into that. We'll leave that there.
Yes, so we'll just go to some of the other places that I like when it comes to Vietnamese food in the CBD.
And all of them are paying homage to the culinary matriarch of the family.
All except one, I think.
Okay.
But let's go to one that pays homage. And it's a newish one in Surrey Hills. It's in Elizabeth Street. It's called, strangely enough, Mum's Table. and I've got to say, you know, just put that aside. Cool. And it's actually quite near Mama's Bui, which is 2 minutes up the road.
Quite a famous little one.
Famous little one. Mum. Mm-hmm. So mum's the word.
Mum is the word for this particular weekly feed.
That's right. But their pho is actually really very good. Mm. Because I always go, oh, you know, pho outside of the hub. I'm not quite sure.
Oh.
Can they get all of the spices? Can get all the mint and everything, you know, out there? But it's really good. But the other dish it's really good is vermicelli. It's dry vermicelli noodles.
Oh,
and they grill beef in little cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they put copious amount of fish sauce over the top. That just binds everything together and makes everything hum. And underneath, it's all like shredded mint, cucumber. So you know, you've got your carbs up top and your goodness underneath, hidden underneath. Might be good to try and get the kids to try, really.
That actually sounds absolutely lovely.
Yeah, it's really good. You really should try it. And it's one that, you know, is your typical Surrey Hills, you know, floorboard, you know, high ceiling, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They do this really cute thing of they decorate the roof with the Vietnamese conical hats, but they turn it upside down, and it occupies entire kind of roof structure. And everyone I know goes in and goes, "Oh my god, they've spent so much money on it." And, you know, in Vietnam, it's about 20 cents each conical hat,
of course.
You know, it probably costs $20 to do the roof. That's quite fun. But the other one, which is I should really mention, is the perennial favourite Pho Pasteur. Again,
yes.
George Street, further down from the studio.
Very
old school. About 30 years. They still yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful, you will slip on the floor.
Yes, you
will. They haven't quite mopped it properly. But it is really still one of the best pho in Sydney.
It is. I had my first pho there. It would have been 1996. I was newly arrived in Sydney. Newly arrived in Sydney, and I went there, and it was incredible.
Yeah, and so they do that vermicelli dish too. Mm. Not quite as well as Mum's Table, because Mum's Table always does the best, doesn't it?
It does do the best. Now, I've got to ask, when we're talking about the pho, are we getting the proper, the tendon, the tripe, all the really good bits that you want? Yes?
You do at Pho Pasteur. At Mum's Table, it's a bit more limited.
I have noticed that some of the classier, and I'm using that in inverted commas, some of the classier
expensive places,
they're not having the bits that I'm going for, and that's kind of disappointing to me.
It's strange, really, because I think pho's been around for, you know, in Sydney a long time. People would graduate a bit further on. But you can get sort of, in Vietnam, you can even get fish pho.
Oof.
So there's a lot of different variation, which we don't even get. So you really only, really in Australia, pho dominates. But there's actually, if you ever try, you actually, Nick, you would love this. In Canleyville, there's a place that does now I'm going outside CBD, that does chicken pho, but it uses everything in, you know, liver, the works. So you get everything.
Wonderful. Mm. Wonderful. Mm. Thank you very much, Hung. I always love having a chat with you for this segment. Now, where can people find out more about your blog?
Just go to noodlies.com. But before I go, just make sure you say hello to your mum.
Hello to your mum on today. And also, wash everything you eat down with a delicious Vietnamese lager. There's some great ones around. And because it's International Beer Day today.
Oh, beer ba ba ba. 333.
Ba ba ba. 333 is one of my favourites. Thank you very much.